Well, I have seen this week the Security Council pass a new resolution for UNMISS. This happened on Tuesday. And in that respect, the mandate formalizes the profile of the mission during the crisis, but it is very different from the mandate on which I was appointed and was assigned to work. In relation to that, my view was, with a new mandate, it's time for a new face, a new person to take this on. And I also am coming to my 3 years in South Sudan, which is longer than most peacekeeping missions assignments for SRSGs, in particular in crisis situations like these.
Some people will be asking, the terms of SRSG, like you said, it is more than expected. Are there no issues to do with the renewal or anything like that? Maybe your term can be extended for another, maybe 3 more years?
It's always possible to get another extension, but it was my own decision, and of course in consultation with the Secretary General, that this was the time for me to pass the responsibility over to somebody else. I'll still be around for 2-3 weeks. Let me also say and underline that if the hostile campaigns against the mission, the UN and me would have continued, or with South Sudan was on fire totally, I would not have come to that conclusion. It's also well known that the Security Council, when their own representatives are under severe criticism from host governments, they stick with them. They stick with them loyally. And I would actually have continued the worse it got. I would never have now come to this conclusion. Everything has calmed down, which I appreciate. And we are in a new phase in our relations with the government. We are also hopefully seeing a process towards peace negotiations that can achieve a good result after the 9th of May agreement.
You also said that you are going to spend the next 3 weeks in South Sudan, and these will be busy weeks. What will be in your focus?
I will, of course, visit our teams in several of the states, and in particular those that have undergone severe crisis. So that is one important task. Another important task, of course, is to continue the work with the government, as we have done before. And a third is to run the operations of a mission, which still is overburdened with significant responsibilities related to protection of civilians, but where also we have new signals with a new mandate. So I'm helping with that preparatory work until the new person comes in. And finally, I will visit the region, the heads of state in neighboring countries, and make sure that I do the courtesy of going to see them.
Okay, what do you see as your legacy in South Sudan?
Well, that's always difficult to tell what your legacy is. But for me, in life, of course, the comprehensive peace agreement continues to be the most important thing. And South Sudan will always remain very, very much in my heart. But in UNMISS and his head of mission and SRSG, I maybe would like to highlight 3 things. Firstly, I think the mission and what it has done under my leadership has been to help keep the country together. That's been a very important achievement. Secondly, I think during this crisis, the decision made by the mission in terms of accepting so many civilians into our bases, we believe and we strongly believe that that helped stop the violence and help it prevent it from spinning out of control and help it from reaching untold consequences. I don't think any of us know what could have happened if that didn't happen or if we didn't take that action. Finally, protection of civilians in the country, in particular under this crisis, I think we have helped save thousands of civilians' lives, and that will continue not to be my legacy necessarily, but the legacy of each and every person in the UN and in the mission that we've helped make that happen.
And finally, today when you're actually meeting the president, after meeting him, you told the press that you are leaving South Sudan and the people of South Sudan as a very strong place in your own heart, actually. So somebody who might be listening to you outside now will actually feel like, oh yes, this is not the right time for you to go right now. And also civil society have said that you have left a very big shoes behind, which will be difficult for somebody to fill in.
Well, that's very kind of them to say. Yes, I, you know, it's always sad to leave. At the same time, it's really, for me, leaving the mission itself and this post doesn't mean that I'm leaving South Sudanese friends and all the people that I know and love in this country behind. We will continue to have our relationships. We'll continue to stay in touch. And South Sudan, of course, will continue to remain and have a very, very big place in my heart. So I'm not leaving. In that regard, I'm remaining a friend, and I will continue to be a friend.